5527. Milford's KiwiSaver plan, this is Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category Fund Manager of the Year awards for both 2013 and 2014. The award is recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its entire KiwiSaver fund range. And you can get more information and an investment statement at milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call 0800 662 345. Sam Trethaway is with Milford Asset Management, and good evening, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
So let's look back on 2014. One of the biggest moves was the price of oil. Can you explain what has been happening here?
Yes, oil prices have had a fairly dramatic decline from around $110 per barrel since June this year. So almost halved to now be trading around $60 per barrel. This fall was a pretty big positive for consumers in countries who are net importers of oil, but major oil exporters will be feeling a pretty significant impact. So we've seen the US Federal Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen, recently talking up the benefits for the US economy. They're a net importer of oil, and the consumers there will gain extra dollars to spend. While the OPEC countries and, I guess, other large producers such as Russia and Venezuela, who are net oil exporters, and it's a key revenue earner for them, will be under significant pressure. So the Russian Central Bank has recently commented that their economy could actually contract by 4 to 5% should oil stay at $60 per barrel, and we've seen their currency fall quite substantially.
So why has the price fallen so far in such a short period of time then?
I guess the key driver here has been the rapid growth in supply from the US shale production, while demand globally has been far more subdued. The shale is a relatively new development. Energy explorers basically go deep into the ground and drill horizontally and blast shale rock with a mixture of water and chemicals. This sort of releases the oil and gas, which is previously unrecoverable by conventional methods. And the US have been investing very heavily in this area, and almost doubled their domestic oil production since 2008 via shale. So some of the estimates of the world's shale oil resources put it at about 5 trillion barrels of oil versus the conventional resources, which are roughly 1.3 trillion barrels. On top of this, the second factor, which really did exacerbate the price fall, and it really fell quite dramatically, was the decision by OPEC, the OPEC countries, who represent roughly a third of the world's production, to maintain their output regardless of the falling of oil price. So in the past, we have seen OPEC reduce production when the price has fallen.
So how do you think this will impact on the New Zealand economy?
For New Zealand, oil is our largest import item, so it represents roughly $8 billion or 15% of our total imports. The lower price is certainly beneficial for the economy as a whole, as petrol prices at the pump are reduced, and the consumers here do have more money to spend on other things. Within our local share market, the obvious key beneficiary is Air New Zealand, and then the likes of Freightways, Main Freight and Zen Energy also stand to benefit. It is a clear headwind for explorers and developers like New Zealand Oil and Gas, and Genesis Energy also has a small exposure by its stake in the Kupe oil and gas field off the coast of Taranaki.
And Sam, can you explain in a little more detail how Air New Zealand will benefit?
So for Air New Zealand, jet fuel is obviously their single largest operating cost for the company. Last year they spent about $1.2 billion in this area, it's about a third of their cost base. They do run a forward hedging program on their fuel bill, so that is locking in the price they pay for their fuel ahead of time. This is typically around sort of 75% of their anticipated consumption 6 months forward. But over time, the fall in oil price will flow through into material decrease in their cost base and should lift profitability if the price is, does stay at this level. So New Zealand has alluded to this in the recent trading update that they've put out.
Sam, in summary then, what can we expect to see in 2015?
We do expect the oil price to remain at these lower levels. The key catalyst really is a cut in supply by one of the parties. So globally, it is a bit of a standoff between the OPEC countries, the US shale producers, and the likes of Russia and Venezuela. It's in a test of who can remain profitable at these with prices at these lower levels. We're already starting to see evidence of cuts to investors by the US shale producers. So we're watching to see what happens globally and who sort of blinks first. For New Zealand, I guess with the oil prices, a key benefit, I guess, looking ahead, the biggest headwind is the other big move in commodities this year, which was dairy price. So, that is the biggest headwind for New Zealand for 2015.
Thank you, Sam. That is Sam Trethaway from Milford Asset Management. MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.